Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 9 President Keith Farrell says the union is still gathering information about the case in which former officer Adam Coy shot and killed Andre Hill, who was unarmed, standing in the garage of a friend. Farrell says it's not unheard of for the union to not contest an officer's termination, but that it is still investigating future action. He says the union is moving ahead with a grievance against the city for violations of the police contract because Police Chief Thomas Quinlan recommended Coy be fired without first meeting with the officer.
There are procedures in place in that contract to ensure everyone's treated fairly, given an opportunity to speak, and we don't feel they were followed.
Coy declined to attend a hearing with Public Safety Director Ned Pettis several days after the shooting. Pettis accepted the police chief's recommendation and terminated Coy just hours after the hearing. In response to the FOP's announcement Monday, Pettis issued a statement that his office is fully prepared to defend his actions when arbitration is scheduled. Adam Coy is facing investigation by the State Bureau of Criminal Investigation and could face charges from the U.S. Department of Justice. An internal investigation by the Columbus Police Department is looking at the actions of other officers who failed to provide aid to Hill as he lay dying, and why it took Columbus Division of Fire paramedics so long to respond to the scene.